This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, Doug Birdsong asked me who is a better golfer, the suit or Paul Keels. And Paul was playing a bit wounded this year. He had hurt his elbow, so he was wearing a sleeve. The difference is quite simple. Paul plays golf, has fun, writes down the score, and guess what? In the end, he doesn't keep statistics on the chutter. Chutter statistics are like water dripping on your forehead slowly.
At least I now know if I want to get somebody to what to do. Keep stats on my chutter.
Unbelievable. It's unreal. It's unreal. Well, I mean, that's I sit there and go, I'm 4 for 7. I go, 4 for 7 sticks. I mean, you're right next to the green. I say, come on. Especially in the scramble.
Makes you a Hall of Famer in baseball, though.
You do make a good point. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. They are the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness. Athlete, business, whatever it may be. You want to get your journey going? Go to NILGameChangers.org. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. All right. So, it is a TV day. So far, the information's been dripping out, kind of like the water on the forehead from the suit. The only one we really know about right now is Penn State, West Virginia being at noon. Now, before the afternoon's over with, probably as soon as the show's over, it'll come out in droves. But they should do the whole thing at once and allow 2 flex weekends and go from there. And the flex weekends are obvious in November, depending on where all the chips are falling. We all know TV runs the thing. I mean, I have a list of basketball opponents, but no dates or times. Why? TV has to tell us. Okay. That's the way it is. Let's go back to the days when Penn State was on TV twice a season. The third one would be the bowl game. And all the other times, no. All the other times, no. And that was the way it used to be. It was a big deal when TV came into town. Big deal. And then this is when the NCAA first, were the first sign that the NCAA legally was in trouble. And that was the Oklahoma-Georgia case in 1984. And And they lost that case in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, they lost it. And it opened up all the TV for everybody. And that was the first time where you sat back and went, wait a minute. And that should have been a sign to them when they lost control over TV. Because they were, you were allowed to be on a maximum of twice per season. Actually, it was once and you were allowed a wild card. And they assigned it. And that's why you have today the people that are the big brands today. Because guess which games they would pick? Michigan, Ohio State. Texas, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, Nebraska. USC, UCLA. Alabama, LSU. Alabama, Tennessee. Right? Penn State, especially with, you know, they upgraded their schedule. Penn State's out there playing Maryland, playing Pitt, playing Notre Dame, Alabama. You know, those are the games that would get picked. That's how the biggest brands, and of course, there weren't many bowl games back then either. There were not many bowl games back in that day. And so you weren't on that often in bowl games either. There were like nine of them. And that's how brands were developed in college sports when they limited the TV exposure. A lot of schools weren't on TV ever because the NCAA limited it. There was this feeling that, well, it's going to hurt attendance, can't hurt attendance. And I'll never forget seeing an interview with Don Canham, who was Michigan's athletic director, and did a great job at Michigan, by the way. And he was explaining the numbers that they're on TV, but they actually got more money from the gate than TV. And back in the day, that was true. But that's not the case now. But there was an archaic feeling that they put the game on television would hurt the gate. Well, some attendance has certainly slid back over time, but hurt the gate? Don't think so. I don't think that turned out the way they thought it would. I think the feeling was it would take attendance to drive it into the turf. Now, if it's a bowl game, yeah, we watch the bowl games, and what don't we see outside of New Year's Day? Big crowds, right?
I was going to make the joke, senior players eligible for the NFL draft?
Yeah. Yeah, there are more of them standing on the sidelines than maybe in the seats, right, for some of those games. But it's one thing, again, let's go back to the TV part. Why does ESPN do this? Right, I'm talking about bowl games. Okay. Why do they have so many bowl games? Because they can get people to watch. They get great ratings. Right? Let's see if we look this one up. I usually have done this over the years, but I haven't done it this year. 2024 bowl ratings. TV ratings. It might be 2023. To do that. There we go. 23 college football bowl TV ratings. Yay. There we go. Okay. ESPN delivers record viewership across college football. Okay. Okay, New Year's 6 hit 13.5 million. Of course, Penn State was a part of that. Well, Let's see if I've got it here or not. But usually there's only two bowl games that are below a million viewers. Which is amazing. First weekend. Five most G5 bowl games.
had to take a robocall on the studio line. I thought we had a caller.
Well, how'd that go?
Pretty well. I just hung up on them.
Oh, you're just so cruel.
That blows somebody's mind. Just throw them on air and you can start asking them sports questions.
Got that right. Okay. Top 25 games of college football season. Penn State's in three of them. Got that.
Gonna let everybody know that Selins Grove wrapped up that victory. It just went final. Good. It was 5-0 Selins Grove. They are the District 2-4 champions. They will play Lampeter Strasburg in the first round of states on Monday.
How about that? That's great.
It's going to be a busy Monday. It's a good busy, but it'll be a busy Monday.
Right. Let's see. Sports Media Watch. See, they've got like the college football ratings, top 25 games of the year. Okay, bowl season. Okay, here we go. Here are the bowls. There we go. Okay, week one. All right. Let's see. Week 15 doesn't matter. Okay, week one bowls. This will be interesting. All right. So far in week one, the only bowl game under a million was the New Mexico Bowl between New Mexico State and Fresno State. 845,000 viewers. Independence had one. New Orleans Bowl at 1.09. Myrtle Beach Bowl at 1.2 million viewers. Celebration Bowl, 1.5 million. Howard in Florida, A&M. Appalachian State, Miami of Ohio. Cure Bowl, 1.95 million. UCLA, Boise State, 2.4 million. LA Bowl. The next weekend had three bowl games under a million. Frisco, 988, Texas San Antonio, and Marshall. Coastal Carolina, San Jose State, 950, and South Alabama, Eastern Michigan. So the Mobile Bowl, Hawaii, Frisco, all under a million. So that's four total now. Boca Raton, Syracuse, South Florida, 1.05. Georgia State, Utah State, Potato, 1.15. Camellia Bowl, 1.6 million. Northern Illinois, Arkansas State. Georgia Tech, Central Florida, 2.4 million in the Gasparilla Bowl. Armed Forces Bowl, Air Force and James Madison, 2.44. Duke against Troy in the Birmingham Bowl, 2.7. Northwestern and Utah in the Las Vegas Bowl, 3.1 million. Then you get to the big one, Arizona Bowl, Wyoming Toledo at 1.1 million on the CW. That may be the largest audience ever on the CW. 1.1 million, Wyoming Toledo. BC SMU Fenway Bowl, 1.46. Minnesota Bowling Green, Detroit, 2.2. Virginia Tech Tulane, 2.3. Maryland and Auburn, 2.6 in the Music City Bowl. Virginia Tech Tulane Military Bowl. Cactus Bowl. The Cactus Bowl on December 26th, 2.7 million viewers, Todd. Kansas UNLV. First Responder Bowl. Texas State against Rice. Just when you thought there wasn't a reason to live. 2.8 million. The Pinstripe Bowl. Rutgers and Miami. on Thursday at 2 in the afternoon on December 28th. 3 million viewers. Texas Bowl. This is at night, prime time, 3.1 million Oklahoma State, Texas A&M. Sunday the 29th at 2 in the afternoon. The Sun Bowl was played. This is Friday. I'm sorry. Friday at 2 in the afternoon. Friday, December 29th, 2 in the afternoon, Todd. Notre Dame, Oregon State, 3.3 million. Noon at Friday on the 29th. The Gator Bowl at Kentucky and Clemson, 3.4 million. This is a Friday afternoon. It's the holidays, right? Friday at noon. Wednesday the 27th, 8 o'clock at night, USC Louisville, Holiday Bowl, 3.5 million. Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the 29th, the Liberty Bowl, Memphis and Iowa State, 3.6 million. How about that? See, you wonder why ESPN has bowl games and all the, I don't want to watch. I don't care if you don't want to watch. I do. I don't care. You can do what you want. You want to watch, right, a Hallmark marathon? I'm with you. Go ahead. That's awesome. That's great because it's what you enjoy. Okay? But listen to these ratings. It's unbelievable. I'm not even done yet. Let's see. Mayo Bowl. The Duke's Mayo Bowl. 5:30 in the evening. 5:30 on a Wednesday. West Virginia, North Carolina, 3.8 million. The Alamo Bowl primetime, Thursday the 28th, Arizona, Oklahoma. I enjoyed watching that game too, 3.9 million. The Pop-Tarts Bowl, Thursday at 5:45 in the afternoon on the 28th, Kansas State, NC State, 4.3 million. I'm not even up to New Year's Day yet.
Well, the Pop-Tart Bowl marketing was brilliant this year.
Yes, it was. All right. Tampa Bay Bowl, okay, which is now the ReliaQuest. LSU, Wisconsin, New Year's Day, 4.6 million. Fiesta Bowl, Oregon and Liberty, 4.7 million. That was at 1 in the afternoon. Citrus Bowl, Tennessee, Iowa, 6.8 million. Noon on Saturday, December 30th. Okay, so it's not New Year's Day. Noon, Saturday, December 30th. Penn State, Ole Miss, 7.8 million viewers. Friday night, the 29th. Cotton Bowl, 8 o'clock at night, Ohio State, Missouri, 9.7 million viewers. Florida State, Georgia, and Florida State had nobody available. 10.4 million viewers in the Orange Bowl on the 30th. Then the two playoff games, Washington, Texas, 18.8. Michigan, Alabama, 27.8 million in the Rose Bowl. Why does ESPN carry all of these bowl games? Why?
Because it fills time and people watch them.
They watch them in droves.
And they don't care if nobody goes, if right. They're getting those numbers.
That's right. Holiday Bowl, by the way, was on Fox, the Arizona Bowl, and the CW. All the rest of them were either ABC or ESPN. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, and people are, oh, there are too many bowl games. If I'm ESPN, it's one of the more brilliant marketing things that they do. It's as Todd said, it's programming, and it draws eyeballs. Look at all those games that were in the afternoon in the week between Christmas and New Year's. Weekday afternoon games getting 3-4 million viewers. There's nothing else on there getting 3 or 4 million viewers at that time. Nothing.
Well, even those games that didn't get a million viewers, look at the two colleges in them. I mean, the two schools in them, there's, I mean, it's amazing that some of those even get 800,000 or 900,000 viewers.
Right. I mean, so out of what, how many bowl games were there, 41?
Yes.
Four out of the 41 had fewer than a million. The other 37 were all between 1 million and 28 million. By the way, 2:30 it looks like is the first 3 weeks of the season for the Big Ten coming out. Okay? So hopefully we'll have that. Big surprise, by the way, in the NBA draft, you know, players are keeping their names in or out. So Bronny James is staying in. We all expected that. Coleman Hawkins pulled his name out of the NBA draft last night, and he's transferring from Illinois. Like, wow. How about that?
I think when I read that story about that, that they expect him to get the most NIL money.
Oh, and there's no question.
Which,
and Caleb,
I think the Osborne guy got $1 million or something like that from Washington, I saw.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable. Yeah, Coleman Hawkins.
Yeah, I mean, if you're one player away, that's a pretty good player to try and get.
Yeah, we'll get into some of these guys. But Coleman Hawkins is going to transfer. Meanwhile, Alex Carabin decided to go back to UConn and not stay in the draft. Really?
So did Mark Sears at Alabama.
I know, that was a huge one. He and Stevenson. Peyton Sanford is going back to Iowa, but I knew that was going to happen. His combine did not go well. It did not go well. So, yeah.
He's not really a measurables guy. He's more of what happens on the court guy.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
I can see him eventually being a two-way player in the NBA, G League, NBA, back and forth. But Caleb Love's going back to Arizona. Mark Sears going back to Alabama. Alex Carabin going back to UConn. All right? I'll tell you what's helping them make decisions. Zach Edey. He came back for a fourth year, and guess what? It paid off. There we go. Take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by NIL Game Changers.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
You an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a tremendous service department that does a great job. Of taking care of all this. Routine, difficult to handle at all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. First 3 weeks of kickoffs for Penn State. Well, actually, not the first 3 weeks. There's one missing. The Kent State one's not there yet. Penn State, West Virginia will be noon. Penn State home opener with Bowling Green will also be at noon. And then there's this one. Penn State, Illinois, the homecoming game. It's either going to be kicking off at 3:30, 4 o'clock, or 7:30. So it's not a noon game.
What would 4 o'clock be? Fox?
I don't know. I mean, it could be CBS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. CBS is Big Ten now, too, isn't it?
Yeah. So on the 31st, Penn State's at West Virginia. That's at noon. That's on Fox. So then we get to Saturday the 7th, and Bowling Green at Penn State will be on at noon on BTN. On the 14th, that's when they, let's see, they play on the 14th against, well, that's a bye week, I think, right? Yeah, it's a bye week. It's the 21st that they play Kent State. And they have only announced two games that day, USC Michigan on CBS and Purdue Oregon State at 5:30 on the CW. Because remember, the Oregon State, Washington State now is that CW deal. Illinois, Penn State, either 3:30, 4, one of the two, or 7:30. Okay. Let's go. So Black Friday. We always talk about Black Friday, what they're going to do. Minnesota, Wisconsin will be a noon game on CBS on Black Friday. And Nebraska at Iowa will be in prime time at 7:30 Eastern time. And I told, as I told you, Iowa and Nebraska want to play that day. They've always requested to play that day. And they've done nothing but play on that day against each other since Nebraska came into the conference. There you go.
I'm assuming Nebraska wanted to keep their tradition. Isn't that when the Nebraska-Colorado game was for a while, too, that Black Friday?
Yeah, they did. Yep. Yeah, they did do that. And before that, they used to play Oklahoma, but they played them once in a while on Thanksgiving. So other, let's see. Other games selected. Let's see. North Carolina, Minnesota, primetime on Fox on Thursday the 29th. And Illinois is hosting Eastern Illinois on BTN at 9 o'clock Eastern. Michigan State will open with Florida Atlantic on Friday the 30th in East Lansing on BTN. Wisconsin's going to host Western Michigan at 9 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. Then on Saturday, Penn State's at West Virginia. UCLA at Hawaii is on CBS. Akron at Ohio State on CBS at 3:30. UTEP, Nebraska at 3:30. Fox. Purdue hosting Indiana State. On Sunday, September 1st, USC and LSU. That game's in Las Vegas. That's on ABC. Duke Northwestern on Friday the 6th. That's part of that Friday night package. Let's see. Alabama, Wisconsin, noon on the 14th. And that's going to be on Fox. Fox was aching to get Alabama on, so it's going to be Alabama, Wisconsin. Notre Dame, Purdue, 3:30 on CBS. We mentioned Indiana at UCLA at 7:30 on NBC. Let's see. Illinois, Nebraska on a Friday. Fox. USC, Michigan, we mentioned on the 21st, CBS. Purdue, Oregon State, the CW. Washington, Rutgers. 8 o'clock on a Friday at Rutgers. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else here that's interesting or intriguing. The Rutgers at USC game at 11 o'clock on a Friday night. Eastern time. Oh, 8 o'clock local. Oh, brutal. The Penn State at Wisconsin game. Penn State at Wisconsin game is all, again, same thing. No, they don't know what to do with it. It's either noon, 3:30, or 7:30. Wow. Anything else in here? I don't see anything else that's noteworthy. Oh, they picked Michigan, Ohio State on Fox. I'm surprised. Kidding. Yeah. Yeah, they've got back-to-back Saturdays on the 19th and the 26th where they have a whole bunch of games listed and nobody has a game time. Okay, I got it. You're carrying the games. And Penn State's off the 19th, so it doesn't matter. This is no way to do it. It's no way to do it. Okay? And the reason I say this is no way to do it, come on. Put in a couple of flexes. Ah, it's crazy. And the part of the Illinois thing cracks me up. 3:30 or 4, so it's either 3:30 or 7, essentially what it is. Wow.
Wisconsin and Minnesota are kicking off at 11 a.m. Central on Black Friday.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, your best chance of having any kind of warmth...
Well, that's true.
Is that hour, just so you know. I mean, that game at Iowa, 7:30 night, 6:30 Central time.
Let's hope it's not a cold snap like that Chiefs-Dolphins game.
Oh, I know. So noon on Fox, then Bowling Green, new BTN. I mean, you couldn't have figured out what time you wanted the Kent State game? Kent State, by the way, just screams. It screams Peacock, doesn't it?
Pretty much. It'll be interesting to see Gavin Garcia from Southern Columbia is on Kent State.
Yeah, he's the starting tailback.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't think I know these things?
I don't think it wasn't for you.
Yeah. This is like the Wozleski kid who's the kick returner for Maryland. Hey, you saw the Columbia kid, right?
Correct.
And in fact, he's going to get some run at wide receiver based on what I understand.
He was also the PIAA 100, Class 2A 100 champ when he was a sophomore.
Oh, yeah. Sucker can move. He returned 198 yards last year.
He also had one of my, junior, senior year of high school had a bye-bye on it. So every time you broke one of those big plays, the defender had to look at bye-bye on it.
Oh, goody. Great. That's not the best one ever. You know what the best one ever is? Is Ted Turner, of course, at WTBS. This was back when they were Channel 17. And, of course, they're on the cable. They signed Andy Messersmith, prime free agent pitching free agent. So they gave him the number 17 and they put the name Channel on the back of his jersey. Okay? And they told Major League Baseball that was his nickname. Really?
Mr. Turner's never missed a marketing opportunity either.
Hey, he and Bill Veeck never have missed a marketing opportunity. Drove the other owners nuts.
Oh, I can only imagine the other owners when Ted Turner decided he was going to broadcast his home games all across the country.
I know. Yeah. Now, it's like, hey.
It's weird not to see a game.
I know. And that's what's so unusual now about. You know, I remember one time Pitt was playing a game with Utah. This is maybe 10 years ago, whatever it was. And I'm going around the dial trying to find it, and I couldn't find it because I thought that would be an interesting game to watch. And I guess it wasn't on TV. I'm like, what era is this?
I just imagine I might have flunked out of school if I was a younger lad, if all the sports was on TV when I was like 12. There would have been some discipline enforced on young Todd, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. So. Wow. Well, so all that for three games, and one of them's a maybe. You couldn't figure out now what time you wanted it? Really? Oh, man.
Yeah, they probably know. They just don't want to announce it yet.
I don't get it. When it comes to this part, I'll never get it. I realize the NFL deals with multiple networks all the time. I don't get it. They make it seem like, oh, man, it's like, just slow down. Just pick one and go. You want to be so precise about this. But, hey, it's the way they do it. It's the way they do it. But there you go. So we knew the first two were at noon. The third one we don't know. And the fourth one, it's either 3:30 or 7:30. So it's the one thing we do know.
We promised 3 weeks, though.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, that was a lot of drama for nothing. Oh, and Wisconsin is either noon, 3:30, or 7:30. What the heck is that? Really?
Is there another time they could play it other than those four?
10:30 at night?
Yeah, you're the...
Yeah, they're sitting out there in Madison, 9:30 Central Time. They'll be doing jump around in the first quarter to stay warm. Yeah.
And awake,
yeah. Yes.
That's a whole lot of pre-gaming.
Yeah. So... All right.
I did see that's the one thing they did not pay for EA Sports. Enter Sam in for Virginia Tech and jump around for Wisconsin was pretty expensive.
Oh, and you know what? That's the one thing about Penn State was supposed to play at Virginia Tech in 2020, and I was looking forward to the Enter Sandman thing.
You wouldn't have just started doing the show open out of habit, would you?
I probably would have said, hey, welcome everybody. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Markets fit in summer. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Steve Jones, Jack Ham, great to be with you at Lane Stadium. All right, took a break. Back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
And by the way, the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament is going to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. I read it the way they wrote it.
Was that Drew on the phone?
No, it was...
to tell you that.
no, Steve Engel texted me.
Ah.
I said United Way, because guess what the copy says? I read it exactly the way it was written. I thought, gee, that's unusual. I'm surprised they moved away from that. You know, it's like, okay, well, I didn't think twice about it. So needless to say, when the show's over, guess what I'm going to be doing?
Rewriting it?
No, I'll ad-lib that part. I can handle that. But I'm going to have to redo it. I'm going to have to redo it. You know? And that's just the way it is. Yeah. It sounded good, I thought.
Yeah. Perfect. Yes. Except
for we have an issue. Yes. Trying to think who wrote it. Who wrote that? Can you think of anybody, Todd, that may have written that? Who wrote that?
Don't. The bus is coming. Is he getting tossed under it?
I'm willing to put it in reverse and back over him. forward and back. Yeah. Our guy.
Steve, I don't think that's a speed bump.
It wasn't intended to be. Yeah. Our guy. Yeah. Trying to think now, who wrote that commercial? You can send it to me in his own email. When you have time, please cut this and send it to me. I'll get it ready to go later next week when I get back. Thank you. Oops. Yeah. It'll take me. It's a 30-second commercial. You want to know how long it's going to take me to redo it?
32 seconds?
Yep, pretty much, yeah.
Hit the play and hit the stop.
Yep, pretty much. That's about the way it's going to go. So it's no problem. We can do it. Just want to make sure we get the proper beneficiary there. Trying to think who wrote it. Who may have been in a real hurry to get out of town? Can you think of somebody?
Hey, the fishing was beautiful.
Is that what he did? He went fishing?
I think that's what they did.
Really? Oh, good. Well, I hope he caught something because he didn't catch this mistake. You got to admit, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.